He knows more than you do.
That's right.
Allison Yanero from Fairmont, West Virginia writes, Dear Dr. Science, why do men like the Three Stooges and women don't?
Check your data. I know of a large association of women who live and die for the Stooges. Their conventions are quite a sight. Imagine 1,000 grown women poking each other in the eyes, pulling each other's hair, yelling, Certainly! Nyah! Or,
Mo, Larry, cheese!
When they do the Niagara Falls routine, it's conceptual art. An entire chorus of women chanting, Slowly I turned, step by step, inch by inch. Oh, sure, there are more male Stooge fans, but that's just because the average Three Stooges episode appeals only to the left brain. In fact, I happen to know that in times of relative calm, they show Three Stooges films on the big screen in the war room at the Pentagon.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
That's right.
Big Bob Robertson from El Paso, Texas writes, Dear Dr. Science, what is that ringing sound I hear in my ears?
First of all, let me congratulate you for bringing this problem of yours to Dr. Science and not to a real doctor. The medical profession is helpless in the face of highly personal phenomenon such as you describe. Science calls it the Quasimodo effect. It was first described as a high-pitched and offensively loud ringing of bells. But nowadays, sufferers describe the bell as a cheap modern telephone. Since this ringing can't be heard through a stethoscope, your average MD would probably prescribe a mild sedative, but only after running you through numerous expensive tests. I'll venture to say your ear canals are inhabited by demons, and you should see a certified exorcist immediately.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
More than you do.
That's right.
Gordon Nagay from Berkeley, California writes, Dear Dr. Science, I recently drove from California to Colorado. My map shows California as pink, Nevada as orange, Utah as light green, and Colorado as lavender. As I drove, I failed to notice these colors. Why is that?
Chances are your car windshield is made of polarized glass. Back in 1973, when the energy crisis hit, there was a lot of pressure to cut down on needless gasoline consumption. Congress mandated that in order to make driving less fun, all automobile glass must be capable of filtering out the ambient colors of each state. It's a darn shame, too, because it cost a lot to paint each state its pastel hue. The WPA took care of that by air, from huge blimps back in the 30s.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.